What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
Back on Monday, Pfizer vaccinations were opened up to under 40s, crashing the website.
But at least not crashing like the rest of the nation right now.
We played Tell Me The Time. Steph from Strathalbyn had a crack.
Alongside Walk The Moon, Shut Up And Dance, The Dress, TM. 50 Shades Of Grey was in cinemas. Steph from Strathalbyn, Tell Me The Time.
2014.
You are so close. Do you want to maybe add 1 year onto it, maybe? Hey, there you go.
And we heard about a robber in the UK who tried to rob a bank with an illegible note.
If you're going to threaten someone via a note, please make it legible first. Potentially use a bold font, even caps lock, so at least the person reading it understands the piece of paper is meant to be threatening. Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper. What are you going to give him, a paper cut?
On Tuesday, news came through about Grumpy's Brew House, the site at Verdun being transformed into a brewery, bar, restaurant and cheese cellar by the end of the year. We also found a story about America's best restroom competition.
Included in the finalists are a gym, because who doesn't love a pump and dump? A petrol station, because who doesn't love a pump and dump? And a pizza shop, but I can tell you right now, no pizza shop is ever going to win a best restroom competition.
And play Chicken Tunes Day, everyone, spot on.
Wrap it up for us, Reese. Where are you from?
Harrogate.
And what do you reckon our chicken tune is?
I reckon it might be Rasputin by Mackenzie.
You don't even have to finish, of course. You know what it is.
Well, forget about Wednesday, because I wasn't here. But back on Thursday, Australia's unemployment rate had dropped to the lowest point in more than a decade.
Maybe it was because I was back at work?
I don't think that's how that works.
We also found out research suggested episodic memory of a cuttlefish was better than humans.
But I bet cuttlefish don't have to remember their friends or family's birthdays, phone numbers, partners' names, occupations, what's happening in the world, let alone if they left the oven on.
And Deborah also called through, but wasn't 100% sure why.
Are you set to ring up
It was, of course, for the Bliss track, the song written in 24 hours, and she gave us a bunch of information about the suburb of Goolwa, so we could give you this today.
Coming for a visit, you're gonna wanna stay long, taking a cruise on the Spirit of the Coorong, or if you're old school, the PS Oscar W, and if you get seasick, the Cockle Train is there for you.
Also wrapping up the week today, news of Adelaide actor Teresa Palmer welcoming her fourth baby in her Adelaide Hills home earlier this week. And reports of dozens of severed feet over several years turning up on the beaches in the US and Canada.
So if you are going to British Columbia or the neighbouring state of Washington anytime in the future, just remember, wear boots. UGG boots, gum boots, but under no circumstances wear runners. So with that said, pop on your UGG boots as the rain pours down this weekend and have a good one. I'll catch you again Monday from 2 on the ride home on Power FM.